Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. I travel throughout the entire universe every night, and I am everywhere. They say Santa Claus can't be everywhere, but he sure is. I know that, because I am everywhere. I am Mr. Candle. And I travel the world talking to boys and girls every evening, listening to their problems, listening to their delights, listening to their joys. And as I listen to them, I don't offer suggestions, but I have them look into themselves to see what it is that is interesting to them. Well, last night, I was with a little guy, and he was a nice little boy. He was about 5 years old. And he was just a very good fellow. And everywhere he went, everybody just loved him. People just thought he was a fine young man. He would pick up things and put them up on the table. He would walk into a house, and he would see people sitting there and doing things. And if ever there was any little thing that needed to be done, he'd reach out to do it. 5 years old. His name was Arnold, and Arnold just loved to do things nice for other people. That was just sort of his nature. His mother really never told him that. His family never told him that. That was just his nature. He was born with that be nice streak in him, you know. Everybody liked it. Even people who didn't like him liked him, because he always was doing nice things for everybody. And he didn't think he was doing nice things. He just thought he was doing what it was fun to do. For him, doing nice things was fun. He was visiting with Mrs. Jones the other day, and Mrs. Jones is an older lady, and she was sitting in her chair. She was knitting. She just loved to knit, because she could knit without even looking at it. She could do all of the things that knitting calls for without even looking with one eye or the other. But as she was sitting there, she leaned forward to pet her kitten, and as she leaned forward to pet the kitten, the ball of yarn rolled out of her lap onto the floor and rolled all the way across the room. And she didn't stop petting the kitten, but she just said to herself, "My, my, my." And Arnold, without a second thought, got up from his chair, and he went over and picked up the ball of yarn at the other side of the room, and little by little, carefully, he rolled the ball of yarn back together again until he got back to Mrs. Jones, and he said, "Here." And she took the ball and said, "Thank you, Arnold." And then she continued stroking the kitten. And Arnold said, "Can I pet the kitten too?" And she said, "Why, of course." And so Arnold took the kitten in his arms. And as he was petting the kitten, he felt all sorts of little things on the kitten that Mrs. Jones didn't feel. And he said to Mrs. Jones, "Miss Jones, do you have a brush that you brush your kitten?" And Mrs. Jones says, "Why, yes, over there on the table. I haven't used it for some time, but it's over there on the table." Arnold, holding the kitten in his arms, walked over to the table and picked up the brush. And he came back and sat down next to Mrs. Jones, and gently he stroked the kitten with the brush. And the kitten looked up at Arnold and purred and purred and purred. And Arnold just looked down at the kitten and smiled. And he said, "Miss Jones, you live here all by yourself, don't you?" And Miss Jones says, "Arnold, you know that." And Arnold says, "Yes, I know, but do you have many people coming to visit you?" "Well, not like I used to. Years ago, I used to have this house just humming with people, buzzing with people, doing all sorts of things." And Arnold said, "Well, my dad read my mother a story the other night, and he was telling her that if she was feeling kind of dizzy and kind of out of sorts, that it was a very important thing to, every time you get up, to take one leg and then the next leg and move it from the knee out down just gently back and forth 10 times each leg, each foot, and then go about your work. And then he told my mom that if she would do that for just 1 week, every time she got out of bed, every time she got out of the chair, every time she got up, that her balance would be back in perfect shape. And, well, how was her balance? Mrs. Jones asked. Well, Arnold said, it was less than a week, and she was dancing around the house, and she was doing things, she was picking up stuff, she was not feeling vertigo, and she bent over. Vertigo? You know that word, Arnold? Oh, yes, my dad used it all the time. Oh, I see. What does vertigo mean? That means you get dizzy. Oh, I see. So, does she get dizzy anymore, Arnold? No, she doesn't. And she's still doing the leg exercise, and she does it every time. And she says, I'm going to do it for a month. And she says, then I can really be in balance. And she's been doing it over a week already. And she feels so wonderful. Now, Mrs. Jones, have you ever thought of doing that? Miss Jones, why don't you stand up now? But I'm a little wiggly, Arnold. I'm a little wiggly. No, Mr. Jones, stand right up. Come on now. 5-year-old Arnold, impressing Mrs. Jones to stand up. Mr. Jones did it. Arnold had finished brushing the kitten, and all the little snarls in her hair were out. All the little burrs that had gotten into her fur that she couldn't get out herself, Arnold got it out gently and nicely. He took Mrs. Jones' hand and brought her a chair and put it on the chair. And he said, now, you stand right there. Now, you lift up your knee and you move your foot. Here, I'll show you how. And so Arnold showed Mrs. Jones how his mommy was doing her leg exercise. I see, said Mrs. Jones. Well, let's see now. So Mrs. Jones picked up her knee and held it level with her thigh, and she moved it back and forth gently, firmly. She could only do about 4 times, and she said, oh, and then she picked up the other leg and did it. Well, you know, Miss Jones, my daddy said that if you can't do it right away, and if you only can do 1 time, and then 2 times, and then 5, but and just keep going, and then do it 10 times. And then when you get up to 10 times, you're on the road to doing great things, my daddy says. Oh, Arnold, you're a sheer terror. And Mrs. Jones sat back down in her chair. And she said, Arnold, I believe I'm going to try this program that your father has suggested. Oh, Mrs. Jones, if you do, that's so wonderful. I'm going to come over and visit you every day and check on you to make sure that you're doing that program. Oh, would you do that, Arnold? Would you do that? Mrs. Jones was so eager to have Arnold come to visit because he brought such sunshine with him and such joy with him and such happiness with him. And he's always a good guy. You know, Arnold, you're Mr. Goody. That's all I can say about you. You're just Mr. Goody. And Arnold said, well, Mr. Jones, you're a good lady, so I guess you must be Mrs. Goody. You're wonderful. Well, a week passed, and Arnold had come to visit Mrs. Jones every single day. He didn't stay long. He was only there maybe 5-10 minutes, but he had her doing the leg exercise, and he had her walking around, and pretty soon Mrs. Jones wasn't sitting in her rocking chair anymore. She wasn't knitting all the time, and she was up cleaning her house. She was getting ready, as Arnold said, Mrs. Jones, what are you doing? And she put on a bonnet. What a silly looking hat. Though, we've always worn these in my day. This is a bonnet. Oh, and what does a bonnet do? It keeps the sun off your head. It keeps the sun off your head. Oh, well, where are you going? I'm going to work in my garden. Ah, wonderful! And so she took her little basket and her little spade and her little gloves and so forth, and she walked out the door, and she said, oh, Arnold, I forgot my knee pad. So Arnold knew right where it was on the back porch, and he ran up to get it, and he brought it to her and put it on the ground, and she kneeled down in her petunia bed, and she worked on her flowers. And after about 10 minutes, she got up and she stretched. And then she said, "Oh, Arnold, I now can do my leg exercise." And so when she got done working in the garden, she lifted up her leg and did it 10 times with each leg, each foot. And she says, "Arnold, I think you're a magic boy. You know that? You certainly are Mr. Goody for me." And Arnold looked at her and said, "Oh, Mrs. Jones, it's so wonderful to see you so happy." Well, boys and girls, guess what? The Sandman is ready to come in the door now, and he's going to bring his pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over you, and he's going to give you happy, happy, happy dreams. Now, climb in bed, call your mommy and daddy and say, "Mommy, daddy, we're ready to go to bed." And then give them a big hug and a big kiss and a big snuggle and say, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And boys and girls, until I see you next time, this is Mr. Candle saying, "I love you, I love you, I love you.